So then this seventh important habit that you describe, and I think this is a great one for us to understand as women, men fear the net.
Yes, men fear the net. They're afraid they're going to be caught. So a smart woman has to make commitment appear safe, easy, and the right thing to do for him.
Oh, how do we do this?
Well, you play him out. You play out the fish. This is a fishing that you, you're steady with the net, and you understand that he can have a last effort attempt to escape the net. You never threaten the relationship by saying, if you do this, I'm going to leave you.
Okay, so no ultimatums.
No ultimatums. However, there could be this feeling of you, rather than being mad or sad, you'll be disappointed. So when somebody, a man that's your boyfriend or something, and he does something, he says, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. I thought you weren't like that.
Okay.
So that's the high road on that. And so you don't threaten, but you get the message out. And then there's the promise of good loving. I'd say good sex and stuff, but you have to think that it'll be even better on the other side of this commitment thing. And one way you can reinforce him is make him your hero, give him a fine reputation he can live up to, treat him like a hero. And then, again, be a source of joy, but be an irreplaceable source of joy.
So that's good.
Yeah, what you're triggering is that in your absence, he's miserable.
Yeah.
So, or he's going somewhere with the buddies, and or he's seeing like some special event, and he goes, I wish she was here.
Yeah, so he actually misses you.
Yeah.
That's great.
I wish she was here. I think I got that from watching Jerry Maguire. I think Jerry Maguire. I watched too many movies. So Jerry Maguire was doing something, and he said, I knew I missed you because there was no one to celebrate. Well, there's some truth to that. So
yes.
Those are some tips. It's tricky. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. But those are good tips to help us kind of get men over the fear of the net.
Right. And then the important thing is not how to do it, is to understand that this is one of the habits you have to, it's like an obstacle. You have to make it safe, easy, and the right thing to do. And part of that is you build him, you pick the right kind of guy, and you make this the right thing. You know it's the right thing to do for him.
Yeah. So you're not forcing anything or pushing him or doing the ultimatum thing. I think that's really important.
Right. I have faith in you that you'll do the right thing.
Yeah.
You know, that we've got a future.
That's great.
You know. Uh-huh.